It says here in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, "Be of sober spirit because your adversary, the devil." Notice in James chapter 4, where he spoke about humility, he immediately spoke about the devil. Here also, he speaks about humility, he immediately speaks about the devil prowling around seeking someone to devour. How does he devour people? By making them proud. That's all. That's how the devil devours people. Resist him, firm in your faith. So, God's grace is sufficient for every situation. Romans chapter 6 and verse 14 says, "Sin cannot rule over you, because you are not under law, but under grace." Life under the law is where man tries to do his best to please God. You can never overcome sin if you try to live like that. Life under grace is where you say, "Lord, I can't do it. You got to do it in me." To use an illustration, if I had to turn this fan with my hand, I don't think I could last more than 5 minutes. If I'm pretty strong, maybe 10 minutes. Imagine, in the olden days, they had these slaves who used to turn the punkahs for these kings. They got to change. You got to have do it in shifts. You can't do it very long. You get tired and you give up. Have you given up trying to conquer some sin? This is the reason. You're trying. You're very sincere in trying to make that fan turn. And you give up after some time. You do make it turn for a little while. But imagine when the power of electricity comes into that fan. What a difference. It just runs and runs and runs and runs for hours, and all I did was put on the switch. I got to do something, sure. It doesn't come automatically. I've got to put on the switch. I've got to get power from the electricity board. Yeah, I've got to do all that. But once I get the power and I put on the switch, it just runs. You know the power of the Holy Spirit is like that? You got to go to God and ask Him for the power. And then you got to humble yourself and get it. And that is grace. So, when you live like that, it says sin will not rule over you. The fan won't stop. It keeps going. The reason why many people cannot overcome sin is because they never stop living under the law. They're trying their best to succeed for a while, and they give up and they fail. And usually such people are very hard on others who fail. Now one would think someone who's failing so much himself should be very merciful on others who fail. It's not true. Some of the hardest people in the world are those who are failing miserably themselves in their lives, but very hard on others. And some of the most gracious people in the world who are very merciful to others are the people who are overcoming in their own life constantly. And the greatest example of all is God Himself. He never sins, but He's so merciful to people who sin. And the greatest example is the other way. Or the other way is the devil, who's full of sin. And he's an accuser of one fellow falls. One into one sin he accuses him. All of us are somewhere in between God and the devil. You know, when we are born again, our sins are forgiven, but we're still pretty close to the devil. That's why we jump on people as soon as they make one mistake, and jump on our children as soon as they do something wrong, and are so critical of how other people do something, how other people bring up their children, and why somebody else is dressed like this, and why somebody else is dressed like that. We're all pretty close to the devil then. But gradually, we learn mercy as we come closer and closer to God. We get more and more grace. We overcome sin. And as we come closer and closer to God, we become very merciful to others. We're not so quick to judge others. We say, well, perhaps they don't have light. Or, yeah, they're young, give them time, they'll get over it. There's mercy, there's a gracious attitude because we've come closer to God. I believe Christians drive away many young people from God because they're so hard on them and they don't even realize it. Grace makes a tremendous difference. How is it that Jesus was the holiest person in Israel and the worst sinners would come to Him? One would think, if you're a terrible sinner, you wouldn't want to go anywhere near a holy man, right? Where would sinners would like to mix with whom? With sinners. You don't like to go to holy people. How is it that the sinners in Israel went to the holiest person of all, Jesus? Because in His holiness, there was grace. There was compassion. There was mercy. And that is true holiness, where mercy and grace are found. So sin shall not rule over you when you come under grace. And I want to point you also to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Here's one of the most amazing promises that has helped me through many, many, many years, and that gives me even tremendous confidence today as I face the future. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. In the middle of that verse it says, God is faithful, who will never allow you to be tempted, tested, tried beyond what you are able. Just stop a moment, let that sink in. It's not got to do with circumstances. It's not got to do with how difficult a husband or wife you have, or how difficult children you have, or how difficult your circumstances are, how little money you are earning every month. It's got nothing to do with any of these things. God is faithful. It's only got to do with that. One factor alone. God is faithful. He will never allow you to face a trial, a problem, a temptation, a difficulty, anything painful, difficult, trial beyond what you are able to bear. But along with that trial and temptation and difficulty and whatever it is, He will make a way of escape. And that is grace. He will give you grace. Paul thought, this thorn is such a problem. It's not going away, but that was a way of escape. God said, my grace is enough for you. So, if the Lord were to remove the trial, Paul would never become strong. It is by grace that we become strong. Grace is the thing that gives us spiritual muscles. See Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. It says in verse 9, the middle of that verse, it's good for the heart to be made strong by grace. Do you know what grace does? It makes our heart strong to face anything. That's the way of escape. That means, say, you know, the pressures we face, we know that the pressures we face are in our heart. Pressures and trials of life. And we pray, Lord, relieve me from this pressure, relieve me from this trial. And Paul was praying, relieve me from this sickness, whatever that thorn in his flesh was. Relieve me, relieve me, relieve me. Nothing seemed to be happening. Till he heard the voice of God saying, what you need is not relief. What you need is to humble yourself under my mighty hand, which has allowed this in your life. Accept it and experience my grace.